And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Heck, Tolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Hood Rats. Wallaby sick. You're listening to Dead 60s Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Hood Rats, track called Wannabe Sick. I'll talk about it in just a second, but first of all, what is Hood Rats' Bandcamp page?
Hoodrats@bandcamp.com.
Simple as that. HoodRats.bandcamp.com. If you'd like to find out more, and you do, because these Montreal punks, as you just heard, this track is reminiscent of The Hives, because of Wanna. It's got that same chord progression at the start, but then it bangs into something else, does a brilliant job. Anything with Wanna in it, I always think it might be a bit like The Hives one, because I Wanna. But then there's also, I Wanna Be Sedated. You know, I don't know what I Wanna, Tony. I don't know what I Wanna. Great song, and we have played them before. We will play them again, I'm sure. I've got some additional material for you, Tony.
Ooh.
If you've got a joke or poem, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type your email, comedy suburbs if it's a joke, and poetry corner if it's a poem. Thank heavens for Jeff. Let's hear his thing. So proud of that.
Excellent.
Jeff says, I recently saw an advertisement for a double entendre contest, so I entered my friend. P.S. I'm a people pleaser, unless you don't like that. Though I'm not.
Right.
Yeah. More factual than the
other. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But we did like the first one. If you can do as well as that, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, comedy suburbs, it's a joke, and poetry corner if it's a poem. Let's hear Jeff's thing again. So pleased with that.
Excellent.
So proud of it. Now, you might have noticed that the first band that we played this week were called Hood Rats. Hmm. And the next two tracks, Stay Tuned for Koala Bats with King Rat, but first, Seminole Rats and Rat Race. It was not that I'm taking the piss out of Birmingham this week, Tony.
Right.
I don't know whether you've noticed the issue they got with their bins.
No.
Seriously? This has meant nothing to you.
Absolutely not.
Anyway, Birmingham City Council pretty much went bankrupt last year, and they decided one of the ways that they would cut things back was to stop. It's a little bit weird. It's to stop the hours or a pay rise for or reduce the income for a small amount of garbologists. You know, I refer to bin men as garbologists, nice. Tony.
Yeah.
They are knights of the dirt, the garbologists. And they, I don't know where I've got that from. But anyway, they've been shat on, so they've been striking. So the whole of Birmingham looks like the winter of discontent in 1979-80. And then just the rubbish is piling up on the streets. Nobody knows what to do. And I quote, I saw the rat as big as a dog. The rats are loving it. There are rats all over Birmingham. And I thought to celebrate that, we'd have an entire show that was dedicated to rats in some way or other. And it's only going to get more ridiculous as it goes on. But anyway, two songs in a row now, staging for Guana Bats, as I said. First up, Seminole Rats, South Australian punk legends, Tony, that we've never played before, but I believe they're still going. They have a Facebook page, which is...
Page.com/Seminole Rats?
No, facebook.com/the-official-seminole-rats-1000273176627. Why is that, Tony?
No, it's their default URL,
but they're still Seminole. And they're rats. Poorly the internet one, Tony one, stay tuned for Guana Bats. This is Seminole Rats, Rat Race.
Bung Scraper.
Everywhere I go, I hear the papers love to say, yeah.
was a king. Rawr!
It was poison to shrivel up our brains. Well, things are gonna change now. You can't give us the tame. And everywhere I go, I hear the people start to say, hey man, there's a king. Rah! Oh, 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 oh. Sure thing now, I roam the streets at night. Well, humans know my name, no, and they call me the King Rat. Well, everywhere I go, I hear the people start to say, hey man, there's a King Rat.
You're listening to Chop Chops underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Guana Bats and one of their most famous tracks, King Rat. South London, Psychopedia Legends. What is Guana Bats' Facebook page, Tony?
Facebook.com/Guana Bats.
Facebook.com/Guana Bats Argo. GUANABATZARGO. Guana Bats Argo. Point of interest two, Tony. One, I've obviously played that because King Rat and Rat Race, it's all rat-tastic this week, Tony. In sympathy with the rodents of Birmingham, they feel like they can finally reclaim the city, and it won't be long, I'm sure, before the garbologists get their issues resolved, the bins are emptied, and the rats are sent back underground.
Wow.
It's strange, really, you know, because they've got all this rubbish just sat in Birmingham on the streets, and they've got that huge waste centre just outside, haven't they? What's it called?
Warpnall.
Cheap gag, Paulie. But anyway, that was Guana Bats' King Rat, and we have played it before, but not for a long time. And you know what? Great songs deserve to be heard again, don't they?
I think so.
Also, one other thing that I meant to say last week, I completely forgot about, was the Stiff Little Fingers song that we played, Can't Say Crap on the Radio, actually had a brilliant nod to the Clash's Capital Radio at the end, and I forgot to tell you to listen out for it, so I'm sorry if you didn't notice, but anyway.
Okay.
Have you got any Facebook comments?
Well, I'm saving them. There's not enough to do, so I thought, well, okay. No, I'll save them for next week.
So you're saving for next week, but you will just remind people what they should be doing.
Yep. Just say if you are on Facebook, please go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment. Do get in touch. Easiest way to leave us a comment, respond to last week's show post. We'll see it, reply to it, or you can even play in the Punky group. Do get in touch. Do like to hear from you. And you know, we've had a few Facebook. It's up and down. It's up and down, is what it is. But thanks for if you are hanging in there on Facebook. If you're not just doom scrolling past pictures of lathes. The lathes are back, by the way. I'm seeing a lot of lathes. A whole lot of lathes.
We get a lot of lathes. Eh?
A lot of lathes.
Got a whole lot of lathes.
Got a whole lot of lathes going on.
We ain't faking. Whole lot of leaving going on. But it means, of course, if you don't see Facebook comments in, we don't get the Facebook jingle that we've been playing for years. But fortunately, Tony, even though this is going to be a very long section now, I do have a quiz time for Tony. Should we do it now? Should we do it now? Let's do it now. It's quiz time for Tony.
Quiz time for Tony. Tony, quiz time.
Might be one of my most famous musical moments there. Now, so what we had so far, we've had Lisbon for Tony.
Yeah.
We've had this time for Tony.
Yeah.
What was the last one we had?
It was about S&M, porn.
Was it kink time for Tony?
Kinks.
Anyway, this week, in honour of the Birmingham garbologist strike and the fact that there are giant rodents everywhere, this week it's bins time for Tony. Bins time for Tony. So, Tony, I've got some questions for you here. Let me see how long I've got. I've got three. Right, I'm not going to do any order that they're here. Right, these are three rat facts. Rat facts.
Okay.
Right, rat fact number one, rat facts. How many rats are there in Birmingham, according to pest.co.uk, and that is a real website?
3 million.
2.4 million, ooh. Good shout. Just as an addendum, how many in the United Kingdom, Tony?
25 million.
150 million.
Wow.
There are basically two rats for every person in the United Kingdom.
That's good to know.
It is, isn't it? Because rats are lovely, as we'll find out with question two, which is, how do you comfort a rat, Tony? If a rat's looking a bit stressed out, how do you comfort a rat?
A little stroke under the chin. A bit of cheese.
Well, let's see. What I've got here is, placing your arm out for them to climb on is more relaxing for them than being picked up. I can see that. If your rat is a little timid, nobody likes a timid rat, Tony.
No, they don't.
Encourage them to walk into a tunnel. Carefully place the tunnel on your lap. Well, I don't know how big they think you are, or the tunnel. Carefully place the tunnel on your lap and allow them to climb onto you in their own time. Offer small tasty treats during this time to help to build a bond. And at the next time I hear that someone's timid, I'm going to suggest they just walk into a tunnel. I'm fucking doing that, I'm timid. Anyway, question three, Tony. How do rats smile? And what do male rats do after sex? It's a twofer.
What do rats smile? Do they blink like cats do?
Oh, no.
And after sex, light their farts.
Oh, you know what? You're really not close with either of those, oh, okay. But I like your answers.
Okay.
Right. Rats smile with their ears. Right. Their ears prick up and they go pink. Happy rats have pinker ears than other rats.
Oh, okay.
And they relax them so that they hang loosely from the side. And actually, after male rats have had sex, they sing at frequencies beyond the range of human hearing. That is like some serious, like, oh, you can tell if this rat had a good time because their ears are flapping and they're singing. That's right. Happy rats. And that's it for Bins Time for Tony.
Quiz Time for Tony. Tony, 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 Quiz Time.
What a great jingle that is.
It's great. I mean, I thought Tina's Got a Joke for Us is good, but Quiz Time is even better.
Quiz Time. You know what? I think we should maybe bring out a best of. Let's play track four. Guess what? It's rat-centric, Tony. Cool. This time, we're going to Brazil, Sao Paulo, garage duo called The Dirty Rats. They have a Bandcamp page. What is it?
TheDirtyRats.bandcamp.com.
It is THEE DirtyRats.bandcamp.com. Tony 2, Paulie B and the internet 2. See what you think of this. This is Don't Even Try.
You try to
listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with the beds this week, Toby.
That's okay.
That was The Dirty Rats, all the way from Sao Paulo. Don't even try, but you can try to find out about them by going to thedirtyrats.bandcamp.com. I haven't got any more information than that for the simple reason that I nicked it off YouTube. We weren't actually sent this, but it was up there, and I thought, you know what, I'm having that.
Right.
So I haven't got a lot more information than that, but you can find out more at thedirtyrats.bandcamp.com. I'm going to say nicked it off YouTube. You know, it's all right. We can play it Spotify. Fuck off.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
Right, fuck Spotify. Yeah. We find someone else to... We want to tell to fuck off nearly every week, don't we? That should be a feature. Who are we going to tell to fuck off this week?
Yeah.
I can't be bothered to do anything about it, but it's an idea.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, did you do anything last week?
I don't think so. No. So it was work related. It was a lot of work. My new member staff started. Old member staff came back. So we're back on it on that front. Work's been going really well. Getting busier, which is good. And then I had the weekend off. It's been quite quiet this weekend. Enjoyed the sun.
Hang on a minute. I know one thing we never found out on this show about your serious professional life.
Okay.
What happened with the Wi-Fi
in that office?
They sorted it. So they it went off, and then I didn't go in very much. And the time I went in, they set their own up. So they rejigged the whole thing. Right. And because there's one person who has the floor, and then there's a sublet, and I'm subletting off them. Yeah, I think the person who had the floor set the Wi-Fi up, and he set them up at a separate little point, and I was using that one. And they created me my own separate one. Okay. I'm not quite sure why they had to do all that. Bear in mind, I kind of know what I'm talking about with these things. But I think they separated them out because they're controlling how much bandwidth we get.
Right.
So I do wonder if when I went in, because you know, your first time in and you know you set everything up, I was downloading a lot of updates. So I probably knocked a good couple of gig down in that first day. And I think someone probably just thought, he's using the Wi-Fi too much. That's what I suspect anyway, because it's
right.
But I say they gave them my own, and it's all fine now.
I'm really sorry I asked that question. So it's been sunny.
bit of time in the garden, but also just watching telly. I finished our Squid Game 2.
Right, okay. How was that? Was it good?
I think it was better than the first. I think it was better produced. It looked better. The story was better, but. They've done this what all these lazy people do. They've rather than just have season two and season three, they've made one really long story and cut it in half. So season two is not season two; it's half of two and three. So I've got to the end of two. It's half the story is told. I've got to wait now, but only till June. But I don't know why they bother calling it season two and three. It's just season two in half.
I don't know why I bother.
No. But apart from that, I don't think there was much else going on. How was your week?
Well, I was disappointed to listen to Forest lose to Aston Villa, but we were absolutely brilliant after the first 15 minutes. And how we didn't get over that game, I don't know. So it's kind of all right, really. Yeah. I was also very pleased to see Hull Kingston Rovers thrash Hull in the quarterfinals of the Rugby League Challenge Cup. I was a Hull Kingston Rovers fan when I was 8 or 9 years old because I liked their name, and I found out they were red and white, same as Forest.
Oh, okay.
And that is the extent of my rugby league knowledge, other than Keith Fielding won Superstars.
Right.
Right. But what I want to talk to you about before we get on the next song, Tony, is something, an even bigger issue for the United Kingdom than Birmingham's rat problem. That is tariffs. What do you think of tariffs then? What do you think about that? That Trump deciding to change the entire world overnight.
I think it's a simpleton's excuse for us to solve a complex problem that's going to do fuck all, apart from just ruin everyone's day.
See, I think it's fucking brilliant.
You see, I kind of appreciate what he's trying to do, but I just don't think it'll work. But I get the basis of it.
It's brilliant. Because the EU's got 20%. And we've got 10. So Yahoo sucks, EU.
Brexit rules. Fucking hell.
It's hilarious.
It's found 9 years, we've found one. I don't know.
I'm finding it absolutely hilarious that he made no secret of the fact that when he got to us, he went, oh, they're only charging us 10, we're only charging them 10 nice people. Fucking sweet, thank you, Dom. Okay. I've changed my mind about him. I absolutely love him. He's charging the rest of the world fucking loads. We've got away with 10%. Nice one.
It's 10% for most people, isn't it? Or half of them, whatever. It's 10% flat rate for most people, and then there's a few exceptions.
It's 10% flat rate. That's for absolutely everyone. And then he adds bits on if you're bad. But we're not. We're good.
If you're bad.
Someone else has got this real bad shit, 64%. Lesotho, I believe, had 97%. It's fantastic. He just randomly picked some countries, didn't really like the sound, and went, fuck them.
Yeah, fair enough.
Once he got it was, I'll just give him a little 10%, that's fine. And the thing is that it actually paves the way for the UK and the US to actually get rid of tariffs entirely, which is clearly what both countries want. So actually, all joking aside, this whole tariff thing, even though in the short term it will be a bit of a nightmare for some of our manufacturers who export abroad, actually, in the longer term, we could come out smelling a rose here without doing anything at all. It's brilliant. Right then, I think that's it. Oh yeah, and I had a lovely walk today.
Okay. When
I discovered Elm Avenue.
Right.
Elm Avenue, and ancient Nottingham Road, shrouded in mystery, that is at the top of Mansfield Road, and you make a left and it goes towards St Anne's. And as I understood it, it was this tree-lined dirt track of what might have been. And I got there and it's signpost. And there's a big, big sign up. There's a big explanation of Nottingham's internal path. I'm not sure that is.
Ooh.
I don't know whether you'd like to stroll down my internal path, Tony.
Oh, really?
Cool, something like that. Anyway. But yeah, vaguely interesting. It's got a private school on it and it walks you up to the top of it. It's called St Anne's Hill, where there is the Bellevue Reservoir, Tony. And the Bellevue Reservoir, I thought, you know what, there'll be some good views up there. You can't fucking get in it. It's chained up and wired up all the way around. I've no idea what the view's like in there. You see, fuck all.
Is this where Hollygirts is? Is that the private school?
Yes.
Right, I know what you mean. Right, that's not far from my office.
No, so, it isn't far from your office, but your office is on Mansfield Road.
This is true, but Mansfield is a long bloody road, and I was trying to figure out which part it is.
Yeah, and this is on the supposedly secret and mysterious Elm Avenue.
Oh, no,
it wasn't secret and mysterious at all. It's quite a nice bin as I walked out.
It's a nice bin?
Yeah, it's a nice bin. I'll tell you this just before we play the next track. I'm going to read out what it said on the bin because I was extremely impressed. I was going to do an entire Facebook album about my trip to Elm Avenue, and then I just could not be bothered.
Right.
But I did, so on the side of this bin, this extremely graffitied bin on the way out of the little park where the Bellevue Reservoir is, it says litter and dog waste and stern OWO. OWO stands for all without, doesn't it? So there's a bin there that is litter, shit, and a very stern oral without concept.
Oh.
So I might go back up there later. Right. Yeah. So anyway, another track now. The Kings of Nothing, Tony. We haven't played The Kings of Nothing for absolutely years. They had a track we both loved when we were doing Punk and Disorderly on Pants to One and Cock.
Mm.
I believe the album came through from People Like You Records, but it wasn't a People Like You release. I think they distributed it in the UK. The Kings of Nothing are no more because the lead singer carked it a few years ago. Doesn't stop them being a legendary band from Boston. This track is from the Over the Counter Culture album that we got, that I recommend you try and get hold of. It is brilliant. It's also got a fantastic, this is the song about to play is a cover, but there's also a great cover of Pete and Test Tube Baby's Band from the Pubs on it, but it's called Band from the Bars because I didn't think you'd make us understand what pubs were. They don't, you know, they were right.
Yeah, true.
What is the Kings of Nothing's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ the Kings of Nothing.
Facebook.com/the-kings-of-1000636. Just type in Kings of Nothing. That's nothing. N-U-T-H. And sorry, I've spelt it N-O-T-H in the show notes. Sorry about that. The-kings-of-N-U-T-H-I-N. You will find them. Pulling in set 3, Tony 2. I smell a rat, baby.
I smell a rat, baby. I smell a rat, baby. You better watch out. Cause I smell a rat, baby.
You're listening to GG All Stars underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Kings of Nothing, I Smell a Rat. Fantastic cover. I think that was done by Big Mama Thornton originally, who also did that fantastic early version of Hound Dog. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
Don't go into too much detail there. Do check out their album, Over the Counterculture. Absolutely great album. Great band. Sadly missed. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Rats.
Thanks for your gigs. If you have a gig for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, how much is it to watch them play. It is international, does not have to be in the UK. Let me know. You haven't done, so I have found one. And it's pertinent to the show. So this Friday, the 11th of April, it's a Damn It Records gig.
Oh,
in Bournemouth.
Oh,
at the Anvil.
I was just about to go. It was too far away.
The Anvil Rock Bar in Bournemouth. It's well, we've got three bands. So Calling Sick, the Kalashnikovs we played last week, and the Crash Landings. £5 on the door. So it'll be
I'm so sorry, bands. I didn't hear who the third band were.
Calling Sick, Kalashnikovs, and the Crash Landings.
And the Crash Landings, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't know if Crash Landings, it might be the band we played with in Morecambe. I think they were a ska punk band. If it is them, they're very, very good. If it's not them, they're probably still very good.
It sounds like it'll be a brilliant night, because the Kalashnikovs are great. A little bit of ska punk always gets people dancing, doesn't it? Even shit ska punk gets people dancing.
Yes.
And good ska punk, different
grade. Oh, yes, fantastic. So yes, this Friday from 7:30, it's £5 on the door at Anvil. So do check it out if you can. Support Damn It if you can. There you go.
Pig Tolo, Damn It.
Pig Tolo. That's it for gigs.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
I'm aware I've had sex my ears are going wee. Two songs in a row. No, they aren't. Right, that's later. What we've got now is some hardcore metal stroke punk from Nottingham, Tony. Radioactive Rats.
Yes.
The team behind Quattro Tonaggio.
That's right.
Tony. We don't know where they're originally from. But there's an Eastern European element to them. This has come from one of the Punks for the Homeless compilations.
Oh, okay.
And there's another cover. I just realized I'm doing another cover version here. And once again, we mentioned the Kalashnikovs. You're going to recognize this, I'm sure. What is Radioactive Rats Bandcamp page?
Radioactiverats@bandcamp.com?
It is radioactiverats.bandcamp.com. Tony 3 put it in set 3. This is Guns of Brixton. Listening to Teeth of the Fae underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Radioactive Rats and the track Guns of Brixton. And, you know, the original is quite sinister, but that one, if you're going to do a cover, I always think you should make it louder. And they certainly did that, didn't they? They've rocked that bad boy. In terms of the new bed, Teeth of the Fae, if you're wondering what you listen to underneath us right now, it's actually Dungeon Synth for Goblins.
Right.
It's come via Wormhole Death Records, who we don't mention often enough. And it's a guy who is in a hardcore metal. Look, I just had a description of them that, quite frankly, is terrifying. But this is a side project for him, Teeth of the Fae. And it came through, and I thought, it's about time we had some chilled out music on this show as beds. And I believe this is it. So it'll be with us for a while, and it replaces the Azerbaijani guitar and music ideal for weddings, that was clearly freaking out on something of it. Are you doing anything this week?
Apart from the usual work, it's my dad's birthday. So I'm going to see him. It'll be 81.
81?
81, yes.
Mikey Mosley.
And apart from that, I think that's about it. We're going to Bampax on Saturday with Scott from Tinseltown.
So oh, he's,
right. We're going over to Clipston.
Right.
To practice with him. And I think that's about all she wrote.
Is work, he really. Possibly a potential new drummer for you?
No, he is I'll help you out because you've been dropped in it. He's busy himself.
Okay.
So he'll probably do a couple of gigs for us in May.
Right.
But Kyle from the Pirates. Did I talk about Kyle from the Pirates?
I don't think you did.
Okay, so Kyle. Kyle used to be in the band El Draco in the Pieces of Hate. The Ginger Lad.
I thought about El Draco the other day, you know.
It's a good band.
You had such potential.
How long ago do you think it was?
Oh, I think it was 17 years.
Yep, that'd be about right.
Nearly
20 years ago. So Kyle used to be in Hanratty. So Kyle was the guy kind of asked me to join Hanratty, and I'm like, no. But he was in them for years, and he stopped because they were just gigging too much, and I think he's had a break, and he's come back, and he's interested in playing for Babies. And seeing as he's local and he can clearly do it,
of course,
it probably will be our drummer, I think. So we're going to practice with him a week on, so the 19th, I think. So the fingers crossed. Seeing, I can't remember if we got on or not. You know, it's one of them. But everyone
you'll find out soon enough.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I never know with these things. It was a long time ago.
That band, really, you were all right. It was just your bass player wanted to do his funky jazz. That was the problem there.
We had all sorts of problems. Well, the problem was they were nowhere near piratey as I wanted them to be.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was in my head. It was, I don't want to call you a joke band, but it was a light-hearted, funny band. But they seemed to want to be serious punks. You can't do that just a pirate.
No, as soon as I left, they dropped the Pieces of Hate. They just called themselves El Draco. They dropped all the pirate things and just wrote normal rock songs. And then about 6 months later, they stopped being a band.
Of course they did.
Got everything, haven't you? Got everything.
Yeah.
Yo ho ho.
That was the one, wasn't it?
So yeah, it's a great song.
Do you have that recorded?
I do. We had an EP. Yeah.
I think we should play it next week.
Okay.
Let's play that yo ho ho next week.
Yeah. Okay. Why not?
Right.
Yeah. So yeah. Apart from that, that's it. Hi. What are you up to this week?
Nothing.
Really?
No.
Not seeing another Elm Street, Elm Close. No.
No. I got no plans. Elm down. Nothing to watch. I got nothing to do. I'm just going to hang about, sat in my pants, by myself, doing my usual shit. If I get any news about my fucking kids book, I'll do something about that. I might plan a bit of my upcoming holiday at the end of April, but you know me, what actual planning involves is, how many things can I fuck up? Right, let's do them in a row.
Right.
Let's play two songs in a row instead, keeping up our rat-tastic Birmingham Bin special. Stay tuned for Beach Rats, but first, NoFX, Tony.
Ooh.
An interesting fact for you, NoFX, who have now retired. They didn't spell out, they retired after 40 years.
Yeah.
Fat Mike out of NoFX, do you know a fact about him?
No.
He rang me up once.
I remember we had dealings with him back in
Right, we did, yeah. When we first started, he was one of the first people to do a music podcast in the States. And we were one of the first ones to do it, and we kind of linked up a little bit. We exchanged messages a bit, and then he phoned me up, and he was really weird, and then he put the phone down. We didn't really have a chat. He just talked like this for a bit with a real echoey voice about what he does and everything, and they went, oh, that's interesting, and then he put the phone down.
You see, I remember that Fat Records and all that we were doing back, 20 odd years ago. And
yeah, Fat Records, yeah.
That's it. And then I didn't really know much about it, but obviously Vincent, ex-drummer, ex-person of interest, he was all into NoFX and stuff, and all the fan of Fat Mike. And then the band, the Dollheads who we played with, the girls, the two girls and the brother, they just did a single with him. So he's been quite a big supporter of them as well.
Oh, brilliant,
But I hadn't heard that name for years, and now I'm hearing it a lot. Because now I play NoFX.
Yeah. What is NoFX's website?
NoFX.com.
No, it isn't. Oh. If you go to NoFX.com, you don't get what you're expecting. If you go to NoFX merch, you get a proper website. NoFX MERCH. Now, whereas we say X, the Americans say she. NoFX MERCH. Yeah, I can't say Z, can I? NoFX MERCH.com. Thanks for keeping up. Paulie being internet for Tony 3. I'm a rat.
The smartest peanut in the turd.
Not listening to the Upsetters underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That's because the music that you're hearing right now is music that's especially designed to calm down your pet rat.
Oh.
So if we have agitated your rat during this show, hopefully this music will now calm it down. And this music is not for all rodents. Oh, no. This is to calm down your pet rat. There's also music available to calm down your pet guinea pig, your pet mouse, your pet gerbil. There's also music to calm down your pet dog or your pet cat even. All you have to do is, if you type in calm down your pet music to Google. You'll find out all about it. And this is a one-off this week, because I don't imagine that we will be antagonizing your rats after the end of this show, but you never know. What you've just heard was Beach Rats, New Jersey hardcore punk supergroup, I can't remember whether it's their album or there's a track on this album that's called Fuck Your Dad.
Oh, nice.
which I want to hear now. But anyway, what is Beach Rats Bandcamp page?
Beachrats.bandcamp.com.
Beach Rats NJ, as in New Jersey. Beachratsnj.bandcamp.com, which makes it probably being in step 5 to only 3.
Oh.
And it was Rat Beat. Anyway, that's enough about Rat Abgun Twat.
I do.
Let's hear the thing.
Is a twat, is a twat, is a twat, is a twat.
Denny's.
Denny's indeed.
What you got?
Thanks for track nominations. If you have a track for me, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyrage.com. I want the track's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. All tracks super thanks. Every track responded to. Let me know your tracks. Steve's been in touch.
We definitely want one for next week. We're sure, aren't we now?
Yes. Yeah. This is the only one I have, so we need one. So Steve's been in touch. He says, Hectolo Atone.
Hectolo, Steve.
National Security Advisor Mike Waltz created a signal group with many of Donald Trump's senior staff, including Vice President Vance and the Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. This is an encrypted text message program similar to WhatsApp. The group chat also included a journalist from the Atlantic magazine. Recently in that group chat, the Defense Secretary posted details about the imminent bombings of Houthi rebels in Yemen. Normally this information should only be shared on classified communication channels and not shared with the journalist. This is just an example of the poor decision making of the people in Trump's staff, said both Mike Waltz for creating this group with a journalist and Pete Hegseth for posting about military operations in real time, or is it what? If I'd ever done anything that stupid, I would have been fired. Maybe by the time you read this, one or both of them might be gone. Stiv. No, they haven't, Stiv.
But it is very easy to send a message you shouldn't do on WhatsApp.
It is.
In fact, I think earlier this week, you got a graph of my blood sugar readings that I meant to send to my mother.
I did.
Yeah.
Thank you.
6.5, if you're interested.
Well done.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, what a bunch of fucking idiots.
Really, it's
mental, isn't it? It's absolutely mental. He has got just a bunch of fuck ponies surrounding him in his administration. And yes, I did call them fuck ponies, Tony.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would have problems. Yeah. So for creating the group and posting about military operations, and I think also lying that they did it afterwards, Mike Waltz and Pete Hegseth
is a twat. They really are, aren't they? Let's hear the thing again.
Is a twat, is a twat, is a twat, is a, is a, is a, is a twat.
Shiny elbows.
Shiny elbows indeed.
Anyway, the show's been rat-tastic. There's only one way we can finish it. It is, of course, with King Kurt, the band who are rat-obsessed. I could have played Alcoholic Rat. Decided not to. King Kurt is a rat himself. His brother Horatio is, of course, a rat. Everything is rat-tastic in King Kurt's world. But this was the last track on their first album, Ooh Walla Walla, and it is a beauty. King Kurt still going. They played the Hairy Dog in Derby the other week.
Okay.
I didn't go. They're on with the Polecats. Double headline. Imagine that means everyone's on stage at the same time. Still can't work it out. What is King Kurt's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/King Kurt.
Facebook.com/King Kurt Official. Paulie B and Internet 6, Tony 3, do the rat.
I'm a rat. See that red stoke in a black draped coat. He's a rat.
That's about the size of it for this week. That was King Kurt, Doodle Rat. What a track. This has been rat-tastic. Good luck to the people of Birmingham with their bins this week. In the meantime, Tony, maybe you could mention one or two ways people can listen to the show if we're still allowed to put it out.
Yep. Don't forget, you can visit our website, punkyrage.com. Later on the front page, it will always be on our website. No one's going to stop us doing that. You can listen online at various stations like pedunkradio.com, radioand.se, radiofocusing.com. And if you are down with the fire, you can currently listen to us on the Spotify.
Spotify.
But maybe maybe not for a lot longer. They're getting a bit particular with their rights. And even though we have rights absolutely everything we play, it's a minefield of automation. Yeah. So they may start removing our shows. So if you are listening on Spotify, just in case... punkyrage.com, there'll be a feed on there all the time, so you can just listen direct. And if we disappear, we probably haven't disappeared. Apart from that, the usual Amazon, they haven't moaned about it yet. Amazon won't, not them fucks, they'll be fine. Apart from that, you can, there's Alexa, there's a skill again, that's free. We give everything away for free. And that's about all she wrote. That's it.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog! A poog! Yeah, that thing.
But you can't! But you can't!